Pat Sullivan, Medford Area School District Administrator, joins us.
It's always nice to start this way. We started by recognizing our educator of the quarter, Shelley Crank-Waller. She works at the elementary school in Medford. She is a behavior specialist, so she works with a lot of our students on techniques and ways to improve their behavior in order for them to have a good day, to have a productive day. And she was recognized for a lot of years of service and just dedication to her profession of trying to make things work for kids that may have trouble with peers or may have trouble just the right way to handle situations. So congratulations to Shelley Crank-Waller, our Mays Educator of the Quarter. We always and will until the referendum in April have it on the agenda. Not a lot of news. We all know we're going back to referendum, and we're really, as a board and administratively, we really feel this is important, and we hope that people are taking the time to find out the facts. Like in a lot of things, a lot of referendums, no matter where you are, sometimes things get floated in the community that just get carried on, and they are not the truth. So if you're hearing things out there, you have questions, maybe you heard something and you question it, call us. We really want to get the right information out there to people. We want you to be an informed voter, and we really hope that we see this one go through and be successful. It's what we feel is best for this district and this community for the future. We're planning to have our legislative dinner again. This is a long-standing tradition in Medford. It will be held on March 1st. Right now, we have about 8 elected officials, senators, and representatives from the area that will be attending. And then we have school districts from all over the area, board members that will be attending as well. And we are limiting attendance and doing the social distancing, but we're looking forward to this opportunity to get our elected officials there, and we always like to tell them our stories from our districts, tell them how things they've decided or maybe didn't decide. Maybe it's something they didn't vote for. We like to talk to them about how those things affect our districts. And they get a little different story from each. What I might tell them might be something different that they hear from Colby or Rib Lake. But again, it's a good opportunity to let them know how things are affecting us, where we stand on issues. And they get to ask us questions so that they leave, we feel, educated on the topics.
We'll have more of our visit with Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan on another local news program.